Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Myself, Jake. I used to say that was my Spanish name. Jake doesn't translate well to Spanish. Big baby David Mendelsohn. As the Yankees technically go for a sweep of the New York Mets. Ooh. It's a funny sport, ain't it? How quickly the tides can turn. And the Talking Yanks pregame show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code pregame. Get yourself tickets to this game. I know a lot of people in the company, I think, are heading towards the stadium today. Mets, Yankees. Man, I'll say this, and I'll probably say it every Subway series till the end of time. Unless the Yankees and Mets end up in the same division in like 2 years. Whoa! Reformatting the whole league on the Talking Yanks pregame show.
Been a while since the league's done it. They're due.
They're going to add two teams soon. We will get there when we get there. For now, code SeatGeek to go to a Subway Series game, tonight's Subway Series game. If you use code pregame, you'll get $20 off. $20 off. And they'll show you where the good deals are, where the mid deals are, and where the bad deals are. Green means go. Yellow, eh. Red, not so bueno, but man, hey, if you believe in, the Yankees can really make a positive turn in their season tonight. As they won last night, they beat Mad Max Scherzer. So hopefully the stadium's filled with juice tonight, because man, a Subway Series really is different. So use SeatGeek, code pregame, go to this game, or maybe see them on their upcoming Left Coast trip. Take yourself on a vacation. Thank you, SeatGeek. As I mentioned, Yankees won last night over Scherzer. Huge game. Johnny Loaiza. Hello. That was big. Benintendi. That was big. Aaron Judge. Home run watch back on. That's kind of important for team vibes, if we're being honest. If you have a teammate that's hunting the home run record, that affects the team vibes.
You want that to stay alive.
That affects the team vibes. So, tonight... Tonight, the Yankees will roll out leadoff hitter and left fielder Andrew Benintendi as BBD butterknifed his stats. He's been playing a good brand of baseball recently. DJ LeMahieu is playing third base, batting second. That's new. Aaron Judge playing center field and hitting third. Anthony Rizzo playing first base and cleaning up Gleyber bombs. Gleyber Torres. Second base, hitting fifth. Josh Donaldson is DHing. Is DHing, okay. Oswaldo Cabrera, a right fielder, batting seventh. IKFSS8. And Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroke, batting ninth, with Frankie Montas on the mound. And boy... You can change the energy in either direction here tonight. There's a Frankie conversation to be had. There's a Yankee conversation to be had as they face Los Mets. And they're facing Taijuan Walker.
Yes.
As Jacob deGrom ducks the Yanks.
Scared.
Some people are saying. I wouldn't say that.
I would never say that.
I wouldn't say that. Might have tweeted it. And honestly, if we're starting to rewrite the DVD, if we can hit Taijuan Walker, a friend of ours, so maybe not too hard, but if we can win this game tonight,
dude.
If we could win this game tonight against Taijuan Walker, this would be a part of the DVD where I hope they mention that the Mets pushed Jacob deGrom because they could be doing us a massive favor tonight. They really could be. We will see. We will see. Where do we stand in this lineup, Biebs? This is LeMahieu second is something very new, right?
Second, I think it happened once earlier this year, but it was like Judge was sitting that day, and it was Rizzo leading off, and
one of those
other kinds of funk happened. No, Judge is in the lineup. It's Benny, DJ to get it started.
And you know what's funny? I'm so dumb that I had this idea last night, but I had DJ leading off and Benny second.
DJ Benny. My brother and I were talking a little last night, and he was saying that, like, in his head, like, yeah, that would make some sense. It gets him right, left, right. And, like, 5 years ago, that's just what the lineup would be.
Right.
Judge batting second wouldn't have been
right.
a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. Against the righty Walker, I wonder what thought process went into that. Because it doesn't matter. I mean, DJ and Benny and DJ. I mean, you're either way, wherever those two hit in the lineup, you're not getting a different at-bat. DJ LeMahieu is going to hit like DJ LeMahieu, whether he's hitting first, second, fourth, or eighth. Andrew Benintendi is going to, in theory, hit like he's supposed to hit, whether he's leadoff, second, fourth, or eighth. So
I guess I haven't checked out the splits, but Benny's been leadoff a couple times, and anecdotally feels like that's where his good games have been. And DJ, that's never been something that matters to him.
Right.
Because that's how DJ LeMahieu's wired.
Yeah, so, I mean, you almost have a built-in what to watch for there.
Yeah, the only other thing here that, like, isn't worth getting hung up on, but I was surprised at no Florial again, especially with Stanton. Every indication is he'll be back by the next game. I figured it'd be Florial gets a game in center, plus opportunity to DH game Judge, half double off day.
Yeah.
I assume if we played guess the lineup today, like a normal Tuesday, I'm thinking this is not a normal Tuesday.
Mm.
I think that's what I would have lobbied for or guessed.
Yeah, no. I think, and Jim says it, and by the way, we're doing the series recap episode tonight after this game, so we're hoping the vibes are a lot better than what they've been. Yeah, I think the Yankees have proved they don't fully believe in Florial. And whether that's kind of fair or not, opportunity-based, I don't know, but they're clearly trying to make Oswaldo Cabrera happens. And by the way, I know he's fun. The defense is cool. He is 3-for-22. So,
next couple games.
I know we like a good switch hitter. We like a nice lefty swing. We like the swag. We like hits too. So hopefully he can get going soon. That's definitely something to watch for, along with the new things atop the lineup.
The other thing watching for, which ties into the pitching path to victory. Normally,
sure,
you know, starting pitcher's a little bit of a cop-out answer, but, like, Frankie needs a good game. And there's, like, pitch mix stuff coming out about him. This is more Jimmy's lane, I suppose. I think he would mention that it looks like the splitter usage is down since coming over from Oakland, which I don't think he'd like for several reasons. Slider's also down a little, and those were considered two of his premier pitches, and the four-seamer and sinker are up.
Yeah, and they're getting hit too, which is the problem. So, yeah, I mean, hey, it's a three-game sample size.
Ooh.
Jordan Montgomery has had some of the best games of his career / the best game of his career last night.
Maddox.
Frankie Montas. He's supposed to be kind of on a different level. And man, he could erase a lot of conversations with a great start tonight. He could enter a bad place with a very bad start tonight. So he is the start of your pitching path to victory. And then, as last night was interesting, as we saw Disco Ron Marinaccio follow who pitched last night? It was Domingo.
Yep.
Domingo pitched really well. Credit to Domingo. Ron followed Domingo after the error situation, the error home run. And then Jonathan Loaisiga, how about it? Comes in and gets a save, pitching on back-to-back days. Comes into a scary spot, taking Ron out. Things worked out, and maybe that gets Johnny going in a good direction. Tonight, I would think that Ron is out. And if that surprises you, he threw 21 yesterday, but he's pitched 4 out of the last 6 days.
Tonight, he pitches tonight. That'd be 4 out of 5.
And
did an up-down.
Yeah, you have a rest day tomorrow. I think Ron Marinaccio is out. I think Jonathan Loaisiga is out. Back-to-back days and 2 out of 3. Which means, and there is an off day tomorrow, so I think Lou Trevino is back in play. He threw 32 pitches on Sunday, sat yesterday. If they could get him the double rest day, well, it'd actually be a triple because there's an off day tomorrow. So that's something you might want to circle. Lucas Litke hasn't pitched since Thursday. Could I see them going Montas to Litke? I could. I saw Clark Schmidt threw like 73 bullets recently. So he might, like, not be in.
Yeah, he, like, started, at least yesterday, it was like his start was 3 days ago.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, maybe is, maybe isn't, but I'm going to keep him out for now. And then, because I think you want to keep him stretched out and fresh. We haven't seen Luke Bard. Wandy Peralta is back in play. And Aroldis Chapman. So I would guess Aroldis Chapman and Wandy for 2, and I don't know who gets which inning at the back end, but one of them does. And I think the thing we've seen back-to-back nights, Boone's figuring this all out on the fly. If you look okay, I think they're going to let it ride. We saw it with Trevino, and then we saw it with Johnny. So don't be surprised if you see Wandy Peralta come in 8th inning, 2 outs, and if he gets that final out and he looks good, you let him finish it. We'll see what leads up to that. I feel like we could see a Luke Bard or a Lucas Litke tonight. Again, still a pretty curious pitching path to victory. And man, Frankie Montas, today's a day that you could, you can hook a lot of Yankee fans or you could lose a lot of Yankee fans tonight. Subway Series in the Bronx, couple mass starts.
Either way, it's going to be a big reaction.
Yeah, a big Frankie Montas start either way. The pitching path to victory normally leads us into the Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Ow! I am a genius, and I took Aaron Judge yesterday.
How did you do it?
I was critiqued for that pick. Did anyone else homer?
Don't think there were any other Vogey homered for the Mets. Yankees and Mets were on the table.
One. That would have been a fun one. Okay.
Yeah, Judge, the only point last night in the homer draft.
Then I believe you have the honors.
That I do. I will take what is probably the easy choice. I will take Anthony Rizzo and then Judge on the second pick.
Oh,
unless we're doing a Yankee Met thing again.
No, no. Thanks for coming, Jolly, but no thanks. Okay. I will go with Gleyber Torres. He's kind of been finding the porch accidentally. And who's put Taiwan Walker? Let's go Benny. Benny's feeling up the porch. Why not? Kind of wanted Higgy, feel like I'm going to regret it. Kind of wanted Higgy, feel like I'm going to regret it, but that's fine. That's fine. All right, I have Andrew Benintendi and Gleyber Torres. You have Judge and Rizzo. Sneaky like your picks tonight, Beeps.
I'm into them.
Sneaky like your picks tonight. And also tonight, the over-under. We got the under right yesterday. Funny enough. How about that? The over-under tonight, Montas, Taiwan Walker. A lot of beef on the mound. I mean, it's got to be 7.5, 8.
It is a 9.
Holy smokes, over under. This is Tywin Walker's first start back, right?
His first start back. He's been quite effective, as I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, he's having a really nice year, a 3.36 ERA.
Don't know what kind of length he's expected to give.
Yeah, last time he pitched at the majors was August 16th, and it was 32 pitches. It was 91 before that. Got rocked the start before that. Yeah, I mean, Ty Walker shouldn't be long for this game, which brings us to the Mets bullpen, which they were kind of in a mess spot, at least coming into yesterday. I think they have an off day tomorrow that they are very much looking excited for. They have options, though. I mean, they have Diaz, Ottavino, Lugo, Joely. So, yeah, they're. I think they'll be able to finish this off before their off day. How could you not go under? I'm sorry. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong again, and I hope we're coming back for the Huck and Yank show tonight, and the Yankees broke out, and we're saying we're putting everything in our rear view, and we're heading on the West Coast trip. And I don't know, can Montas shove? There's the other side of this equation that's a little scary. But yeah, I mean, even this, the second half of this lineup is still.
They got to prove it.
Go look at a box score and look at everyone's batting average, on base, and slugging. And yeah, the second half of the lineup still isn't there.
Sticks out. Also on the under, it's a high line. The Mets got their good bullpen, basically.
More or less.
And I have to believe in Frankie. I have to, or else we're in a bad place.
Okay. I like that. That's good logic. That's good Yankees pregame show logic. A premonition for tonight. Let's see. Let's look at the lineup. I don't think anything's going to get too rowdy. We had that moment last night, Rizzo, Lindor, and the base running stuff. That was funny business. No, I was looking at Oswaldo. I think I'm going to leave him alone. Okay. Outfield assist from Judge.
Oh, I'd love that.
Outfield assist from Judge. I think I could see tonight being the night.
Uncorks it in a Subway
Series. Maybe Lindor. Lindor's feeling good, running good, and he's like, Judge isn't going to get me. And then he does get him. So I'll go Aaron Judge, outfield assist, leaning third, could also not be third.
Just the lean. I think we see Luke Bard warm up.
Okay.
And I don't know if it ends up mattering, if he ends up getting into the game, but we're going to have a moment of like, he is? We haven't seen him yet.
We don't know what Luke Bard looks like.
I should have no idea.
Wouldn't recognize him if I had the opportunity. Okay. A Luke Bard signing. If that doesn't get you excited, people, Subway Series, Yankees going for a sweep, Yankees to hopefully put their bad times in their rear view. We will see you guys tonight after the game, talking Yanks. Go Yankees and all that jazz and stuff and stuff.
And stuff and stuff.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.